It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we are back. Another week, you know, here we go. July, we getting into the middle of July. The back end of the fucking 2023, or at least in the third quarter, shit is wild. It's humidity is crazy, at least up here. I'm sure something going on down there in that Georgia situation, man. But what's good? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm enjoying the summer, doing the damn thing. Like I said last week, you know, I'm just trying to put a lot of energy and intent on enjoying, you know, the summertime festive feeling, you know what I'm saying, vacationing in the middle of regular old life, and you know what I'm saying, and continuing to do so. I think last week I talked about, you know, treating every weekend like I'm somewhere on Sag Harbor or some shit like that, and I think my phone heard me, so I'm getting fed a lot of imagery of people actually in Sag Harbor.
Okay. The algorithm?
Yeah, algorithm got me, man. They got people enjoying themselves, you know what I'm saying? They feed me a lot of slim pickings, you know what I'm saying? My homie whose family been out there since, you know, it became a thing. You know what I'm saying? They were like one of the first five families out there.
So, OGs.
Yeah, they OGs. They got a lot of history, you know what I'm saying? And it's always a good time going out there with him because he could break a lot of shit down, especially for a newcomer like myself. But either way, I'm just absorbing all that energy and channeling it into my day-to-day. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully that, you know, by the end of the summer, I could see some type of impact that may have had an impact in my life for the good or the bad. I'm not sure. But hopefully it's like, okay, I felt like I vacationed all summer.
That sounds good. That's a good plan to have.
Yeah, so that's what I've been on. But go ahead. You feel okay?
I feel like I'm just catching up to the summer.
Right.
You know, I'm still not even at. I mean, I'm here. I recognize that it is summer. I mean, it's in the middle of summer, basically. You know, I just been running and working. You know, and I, you know, I've said, you know, we said all the time, I haven't gotten really, man, I ain't got really any summer clothes still, you know, and it's tough. My only thing is I get by a little bit because I work at night, so I be ducking the daytime, which is kind of real vampire-ish, you know, but I was just looking at my t-shirts. I got damn near all black t-shirts. I'm on some real Johnny Cash type shit. So I need some color in my life, especially that's when you feel hotter when you're just in the all black, when it's humid outside. This shit just feels crazy. Feel like I'm going through something. But I think I got in the habit of wearing all black for a couple reasons. One, I don't be in the gym like that. Nah, that's one. But not even that. Two, really, the real one is I be sweating, dog. I'm a sweater. And, you know, when you got the black, the underarms sweated out, that don't really show that bad. But when you got a little pastel color, you know what I'm saying? Something light, that shit look like trouble. You know, I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, so that'd be the worst. So, but,
I don't know.
Charge to the game.
I don't know how you feel about, you know, a lot of aluminum in your system, but you know, you try antiperspirant for show nights and shit like that.
Oh, I use antiperspirant for every night, you know, in the days, you know what I'm saying? Shit, and now that you just said aluminum in my system, I'm a little nervous. That shit, man, all the way, call me the Tin Man, nigga. Shit, I ain't never really all the way seriously considered it, but I know at one point when it was really bad, like, you know, there was talks of the Botox. You know, a lot of people get the Botox in their underarm, and that's just supposed to shut it down. I don't know if I'm fucking with any of that. That's one of them things they talk about, though.
But where it go when it shut it down?
Like, nigga, that's the problem. You don't know. It's being blocked somewhere. So it's somewhere, and that is the reason I haven't done it. But funny enough, I don't think, and, you know, knock on wood, and shout out to my hypothalamus, I don't think I sweat as hard as I once used to. It's some days where the shit get crazy, but it used to just be, you know, I've also kind of learned how to adjust my lifestyle to it. Like, there's things where I won't even get fully dressed until I'm at the spot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to throw the tee on all the way until I'm, like, right there outside the club. Then I throw it on because I got a tee under. You know what I mean? Throw the shit on then do what I got to do, and hopefully shit don't get crazy. But, dog, it's worse when you're on stage. One is them lights, but then you got people looking at you. And then, you know, like, doesn't make you sweat more when motherfuckers is reacting to how much you sweat. You know what I'm saying? They got the concern. Look, damn, you all right? One of those that comes small talk. You good? You know, like, nah, I'm fine. But I remember.
From the crowd?
Oh, absolutely. From the crowd, from your people. It's been your people, but from the crowd, for sure. Like, there's been times I had a lady, I don't know if she was in menopause or perimenopause or whatever, but she had one of them little flip out fans. Uh-huh. She was in the front row. She just passed me that shit. Like, hold that. The motherfucker hit me with a towel. I think I've been on stage sweating like Patrick Ewing in Game 7. It looked crazy. Yeah, it hasn't gotten that bad in a long time. It hasn't gotten that bad in a little while. But, yeah. You know what's so funny? And I think it's some acceptance, but this is some deep shit. I never really was a sweater, like a, you know, anxious sweater, until I started selling ads. I started selling ads, and I used to have to go into the damn conference room for the little meetings, and they want to know, yo, what you got pending, what you got confirmed. I don't know at what point, but it just started getting a little wet under the arms. Shit was, my hands was clammy. It was nasty, and that's the worst, because then it undermines whatever type of confidence you're trying to leverage. You know what I mean? It's the opposite of a poker face. And, I think slowly it's gotten better. I used to joke saying that I hope, not that I buy their shit, but I was like, I hope Balenciaga come out with some T-shirts that are already sweated out in the underarms so that shit becomes fashionable. You know what I mean? They just had the dewy underarm. You know what I'm saying? It's not a fly look. I say all that to say I think I will, hopefully, maybe this week. I know we're in the middle of it, but I think I'm gonna go cop a little bit of summer clothes, some light shit to wear, so I can feel like I'm participating in the summertime.
Nah, it's good to participate in the summertime, and it's, you know, we talk about this every year. You know what I'm saying? It's hard,
yep,
to get your summer shit together, because last year's summer stuff don't always translate to this year's summer stuff. You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. Like, summer stuff is more trendy than, you know what I'm saying? You can get some classic fall shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some classic spring shit. You know what I'm saying? Some light hoodies and shit like that. Summer, you know, T-shirts change every week, you know? Crew neck T-shirt of the month. Man, you might get a couple button down type of joints, or if you do that, then you either going almost Poindexter type, or you going with the colorful patterns. But, you know, them shits change up every summer too. Last year's pattern ain't this year's pattern. You know what I mean? So you gotta really think your summer stuff out, and you're supposed to start early. And, you know, nigga like me don't never start looking at summer shit until nigga, it's 90 degrees and nigga ain't got nothing to put on.
Right. Yep.
You're like, yeah. And you're like, man, I need a something.
Yeah.
You know?
My
go-to in that situation is a all white button down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a few that's, you know, that's long sleeve, but they light, you know what I mean? And you could get away with that shit. You could, if it really get tough, you could roll up the sleeves and, you know what I'm saying, be mostly summer.
right. Yeah, it's crisp. And it appears crisp.
Right.
You know.
Right. You can't go wrong with white because, you know what I'm saying, it don't lie. If the shit is dirty, it's dirty.
Hell yeah.
If it's clean, it's clean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're going to know. You're going to know where you stand immediately. Yeah. And the worst is when you get one of them like little, I don't know if it's like an oil stain or something, like one of them weird ass stains like just in the middle of the shirt. And no matter when you wash it, it's just there.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's one of the worst situations.
But I tell you this though. I had a 10-year stain on a shirt. I ain't even wear the shirt because it had a little stain in the middle. And it was a coffee stain. Okay. It was a Howard sweatshirt. You know, so it was nice Howard, nice quality. You know what I'm saying? Used to rock it. I think I bought it at the Yard Fest, the year that motherfucking LL performed at the Yard Fest.
Vintage.
I had it on in that picture. And it had I probably got the coffee stain on it not too long after. You know what I'm saying?
And coffee vintage too.
Yeah, it's vintage coffee. You know, I wash it. You know what I'm saying? That shit's still there. So it just folded up, sitting in there, thinking maybe one day I get this stain out, right? And then one day I was just like, man, fuck that shit. Let me look this shit up. So I go on the Google box and, you know, read on how to get a coffee stain out. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, you get a little white vinegar, a little baking soda, and then it's like, just like Denzel said, American Gangster, you gotta blot that shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't rub that shit. You gotta blot that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't know that blotting, or you know what I'm saying, was a real thing, right?
Right.
Because you don't think it's doing nothing, but what it's doing, like when you rub it. It just spread it around. But when you blot it, it pick a little bit up at a time. Man.
It's like Photoshop.
Yeah. So I started put my little concoction on, let it soak for a minute, and then I started blotting that shit. And I seen it coming off one part. I'm like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. So I was so hyped. When I got halfway through the stain, I was like, let me just put it in the washing machine now and see if that part come out. Wash that shit, pulled it out, that part was gone. I was like, ooh, this is for real. So I went ahead and finished the rest of it. And sure enough, the whole shit had came out. I'm like, damn. So that made me look at all my stains a lot differently. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know that stain you talking about. A little oil here, a little this, a little whatever, a little mystery. I'd be like, man, okay. Then I'll Google up, you know what I'm saying, how to get that type of stain out. And went to work, man. I got about like 4 stains out of some shirts that was just omnipresent.
Yo, that's real shit. And it's funny because I've been on that, not stain removal, but Google just how to do all types of shit. But just the maintenance of clothing, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you get a piece that you love, and then the shit is, like, I got a pair of pants that I fuck with heavy. They fire.
Mm-hmm.
But then they kind of, there's, like, a little, like, right at the crotch area, like, it kind of fucking separated. That shit got, you know, it was just, I fucking moved a little bit. That shit ripped. It's a tear. And then I went to the dry cleaner to see how much it cost for them to fix it. And it wasn't terrible. But I asked this woman before to fix some shit. And her little sewing game is terrible. Nah. It fucked up the flow of the whole shit.
Yeah.
Fucked the flow up. I ain't want to gamble with her. So I was looking shit up. And that's a project now. I think I'm going to try some shit. I think I'm going to try. I'm going to try my hand at it, see what's what. Worst I could do is have to give it to a tailor or a dry cleaner to do it. But if I learn how to do that shit, I'm going to feel empowered.
Now,
I feel great.
Let me ask you something. Is this a buying a sewing machine or is this a hand needle and thread?
Nah, it's a hand joint. I don't have a sewing machine. I don't got space for a sewing machine. That's a lot. I wish I knew somebody with a sewing machine where I could kind of, you know what I'm saying? Let me, you know what I'm saying? Like turntables. Let me get on for a second. Let me just play one record.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I know my grandmother used to have a sewing machine. We threw that shit out when we was cleaning out our apartment. I mean, nobody wanted to. We wasn't going to keep it again. It's a heavy, big-ass sewing machine.
The big joint with the foot controls.
With the foot pedal. Yeah, damn near like a organ. Right. Yeah, the real shit. Real shit was heavy as fuck. That shit went fast. That was one of the things that went the fastest. You know, that's the sad thing about when you cleaning out people's shit and you especially, you know, just putting it in front of the buildings. Mm. You know what I mean? You going back and forth, you doing your trips. I was like, I think the next trip I came out, that shit was gone. That shit was gone.
That's the thing about New York, man. Like, mm-hmm. you know, secondhand, you know, one man's mm-hmm. trash is another man's treasure is a real thing in New York.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You literally be walking down the street and you and coming from, you know, Miami or somewhere like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, I would always, you know, be embarrassed in myself a little bit when I see shit uh-huh. on the sidewalk, like, ooh, I could use right. that. But then you be right. like, nah, I ain't fucking with that shit. They didn't walk off. Mm-hmm. Then you see somebody else drive up and throw it in their trunk. Like, ah!
Yeah, like that. He's like, it's all the value. Yeah,
that's real. But it's once real. You get used to it, you be like, man, please, I'll see some shit like, oh shit, that's cool. This I done found shit that done changed my life. You know what I'm saying? On the sidewalks like of New York. I was on the way to work, walking mm-hmm. to the train station, and I don't know if somebody partner got mad at them and threw their shit on the side of the road or mm-hmm. it was an accident and the shit just fell out. Nah, couldn't have been that because they was too neatly put placed. But mm-hmm. I'm walking to work, nigga. I see about 5 crates of records just on the sidewalk. Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I had to think, you know what I'm saying? This was a moment of it was a panic because it was like, damn, do I go to work and be on time?
Right. Do I come up?
Or do I got time to run back to the apartment and grab my buggy? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, damn, somebody going to get me if I go. So I was like, fuck it, let me go get the buggy. I ran, got the buggy. You know what I'm saying? And again, it's about five crates. So I was able to put about maybe two and a half crates in the buggy. You know what I'm saying? And I tried it back down to the house, unloaded the shits, came back down and grabbed the other ones and brought them on down to the house. And that shit was like, whoever records these was, they were like from the early 90s to like the, you know, it was the 90s. So like early 90s to like, you know what I'm saying, 99 or some shit like that. And it was all genres, nigga. It was some hip hop shit. You had some, it had like it was like a treasure trove of like house records. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like just, you know what I'm saying, shit that just ain't around. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then it was like a lot of reggae. Man. Right. I made this mixtape. That whole Jump Street mixtape that I made was based off the fact I had all these records. You know what I'm saying? Suddenly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And this was before, you know, iTunes had everything. You know what I'm saying? And everything was everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like YouTube had a bunch of shit. I don't even know if YouTube was out yet.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, YouTube wasn't even out yet because this was probably 2001. YouTube came 2005. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So YouTube wasn't even out yet, so that shit was a come up. And then another time I found this book, Master of the Game. And in that book, it actually told a story about, it was the story of Steve Ross, who he was the one who basically made Time Inc. Time Warner. It was his life. It was like an autobiography. But in that, it talked about how they came up with Vibe. You know what I'm saying? And I never knew like the true backstory. You know what I'm saying? So you really like reading how your career came to be through this empty backstory that you never knew. And the shit was ill because it all ties in. You know, it was Quincy Jones, but it all tied in to this nigga who was helping his wife's family run a funeral home. And he ran that shit up. He took the company public, and then he used that to acquire shit. And then, so I'm looking at my whole career through this book, because this guy, he took that funeral home money and acquired Atari. You know what I'm saying? So when Atari 2600 came out, when I was playing that shit, and my first hustle was to buy a TV to hook my Atari 2600 to, it was this nigga. You know what I'm saying? It was his shit.
Right.
The E.T. game, the worst game in video game history, I had it. But you was excited because E.T. was a good movie. You thought the game was going to be good, but the shit was trash. But
dang.
But now in the book, it tell you why it was trash. The shit was trash because the whole point, after he bought Atari, he went and bought Warner Brothers. So he had the labels and the movie house, right? So Quincy Jones was signed to Warner Brothers. That's how he got cool with Quincy. Quincy was fucking with Steven Spielberg on E.T. And so he wanted to be in business with Steven Spielberg, bring Steven Spielberg to Warner so that, you know, he could take the Warner movie shit to the next level. So, boom, he approached Steven Spielberg, who was in a deal with Universal, I think, somebody else. So he was like, but, hey, I give you $20 million if you do the E.T. video game at Atari. And that's how he got in business with Steven Spielberg. But they had to turn that shit around in like 3 months, which is, you ain't got enough time to really make no video game in 3 months. So that's why that shit was whack as fuck. But he was in business with Steven Spielberg. And then, so you got Quincy Jones, Steven Spielberg, they all hanging out. He throwing money. He on the yachts. He, you know what I'm saying? He's setting the shit out.
Right.
Then that's how they made The Color Purple. Quincy Jones, Steven Spielberg, and Steve Ross. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got Oprah. You know what I'm saying? That's how you got Whoopi. That's how, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, he acquired Time Inc., which was like the grand dame of the publishing industry, like the ivory tower of the publishing industry, which they was like, hell nah, nowhere in the world this motherfucker funeral home nigga gonna get Time Inc. The motherfucker did it. You know what I'm saying? Acquired the shit. That's how the shit became Time Warner. And in that, he gave Quincy Jones Vibe, a magazine under Time Inc., which was Vibe.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at that.
And so I know the rest of the story from there, but I didn't know that. I'm like, oh, wow, this is crazy. So that changed my whole perspective on, you know, a lot of times you think you're doing your own life and you working your way through life and you don't understand all these other things are going on that will, you know what I'm saying, assist you, aid you, and then cross your path and set you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit was, like, very strange to me because, again, my first thing I ever did entrepreneurial was in the fourth grade selling toothpicks so I could buy a TV to play Atari. You know what I'm saying? Then you get to be a grown-up, you working that Vibe. You know what I'm saying? Quincy Jones, cool with him. Then I ended up becoming cool with Quincy. You know what I'm saying? It's like all that shit, it was like, it really like made me think about life in a non-linear way. Like at any given moment, you got all these things happening that you don't know about that will cross your path and make your shit go or not.
Like a constellation.
Right.
And what's the name of this book?
It's called Master of the Game, the autobiography of Steve Ross.
Is he still around?
Nah, he died. That's why they got rid of Vibe at Time Inc. That's how Bob Miller bought it.
Okay.
Because after he died, they was like, man, fuck all this shit he did, man. Let's get rid of all this shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck him, fuck that whole shit. Because they really, because like I said, he was like,
them.
No, not that they didn't think he was good enough for time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, again, he came from a funeral home business, which if you're reading in between the lines, that probably was a mob family. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If you're reading between the lines, it was like some ghetto shit, you know? That's why when he got in the music industry, it became a real thing for him. You know what I mean? And then, so they didn't want him up in the space, no way. So it was always a power struggle of trying to work around him. And then when he died, you know what I'm saying, they basically kind of cleaned house of all his shit.
That's great. Just under new management, get all of that shit out of there. Just wipe it down.
Yep.
That's funny. That reminds me just that backstory about how people make their, make their fortune or whatever. There's this podcast, a friend of mine, shout out to my man Relly. He put me on to called Founders. And it's interesting. It's cool. Basically, the gist of the podcast is this one guy who does the podcast. He's reading all of these books on all of these different people. People from David Ogilvy to what's my man's name? Warren Buffett to Johnny Carson, all of that shit. And then he kind of recaps what he read and tells the story in podcast form and, cites passages and kind of puts things together and like kind of, does some in real time audio highlighting. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you read somebody's bio, you find a passage, you highlight it. So it's kind of him doing a little bit of that. And it's just pretty interesting just to hear, the origin stories of so many of these things that become bigger than life or so impactful. Like just from you reading that Master of the Game book, you could track this man's work all the way back to your childhood, how it impacted you all the way there. And that's crazy. That might make it even hit harder. But it's just pretty interesting just to see, like, sometimes it's just this one decision that totally take you to the next level or take your ass down, But so if you get a chance, check out Founders Podcast if you're interested in that. It's a bunch of them. But summertime, man, I think it is the leading season for fast fashion, because it's definitely when you're just grabbing some shit. It's a lot of, I won't say manic purchases, but you just grabbing some shit just because, I bet I got to have some shit. Where they going to be at? Where's everything going? It's going to be there? I bet. Let me make a quick run. Got the budget. Let me just throw some shit together. And a lot of this shit might not be around next year. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This ain't going to survive the trend cycle. Mm-hmm. But for right now, this shit going to look good. This shit is like this is the Instagram story of fashion. You know what I mean? Should it be good for about 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And then it is over. Oh, man. Speaking of social media cycles, there's a lot of shit going on in social media that I peeped this weekend. A lot of things that, from my own perspective, a lot of this stuff, it boils over for a second and then it just simmers out. But when it's full boil, it's the story of the day. It's a lot. So it's a couple stories. Mm-hmm. There's the couple things. There's this, where we start first. Okay, we start with the slapping of Britney Spears. So I saw this thing that came out. Now, my man, NBA, I want to say he's the number one draft pick.
Top pick.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama. I don't know how you put it. Victor W, tall ass Victor, playing for the Spurs now in the middle of Summer League. He's out in Vegas for Summer League, right? And, he walking and shit, and it's about 7'4", something crazy like that. He's tall as shit. He's a walking spectacle. You know what I mean? Somebody this tall is ridiculous. And like, so he walking through, the casino slash hotel, one of the casino slash hotels in Vegas. And, you know, people are kind of swarming him. One, because he's an exciting draft pick. People that know basketball are excited about him. But then also, you know, he's a physical oddity. You know what I'm saying? So people are like, oh, shit, it's like a sideshow in your casino. So people are kind of running up to him. Some people want to just get a photo. Some people want to say what up, whatever. They, you know, the people. They like to interact. Victor got little, I guess, diamond formation security, keeping him going through. They like, yo, Vic, keep it moving. Don't look back. If you keep it moving, we got it. Just keep it moving. Don't look back. You look back, it slows shit down. You engage people to give them hope that they could come up on you. So I guess as the Victor W train is running through this hotel, famed pop star Britney Spears sees him. Now, you know, Britney Spears, I believe, is doing a residency in Vegas. Might even live in Vegas, whatever. You know what I mean? But, you know, she's a star in her own right. And I think that might have a little bit of what happened here, you know, because when you hear both of their accounts on the story, I think it's very funny. It might be for legal reasons. It might just be some passive aggressive shit. But neither one of these people, as they recount the story, identifies the other by name. You know, Brittany calls Victor the player and Victor calls Brittany the person. Right. So said person, Brittany, sees Victor. By her own accounts, she was excited. You know what I mean? I guess she wanted to say hello. She said the player. She ain't say Victor. So I don't believe she was a fan, not even a casual. She just seen a tall motherfucker coming through and was looking like he was getting swarmed. He's somebody of note, you know what I'm saying, and of stature. Celebrity-wise and physically, right? So I guess she took it upon herself to kind of, I need to know what's going on here. And we're talking about a lot of this. I need to know what's going on here. So she kind of runs up from behind. Now, she say in her account, she taps him on the shoulder and was viciously backslapped. Wow! Actually, closed hand backslapped. Now they say, wow! So much so she almost fell out. Her glasses might have fell off. Whatever, whatever. Story's going crazy. Damn, what's going on? You know, Victor, you know what I mean? Damn, they done beat on Britney. You know, that's the beginning of the story. Kind of spinning a lot of people. You know, Victor's new to the limelight. Britney has a legion of fans, so people are very upset. And I'm kind of like, I need to see what happened. It wasn't Victor's security that, you know, got out the way. But I'm kind of like, I need to hear more before I rush to judgment. There's a lot of people that's kind of hanging this cat out to dry. You know, I don't think it would be the wisest move for him to, or even his squad, to just be slapping these white women around like this. I just don't think so. I just, you know what I mean? Or any women. But I'm like, So the account, I'm like, okay, let me start to hear more. We still waiting on the footage, whatever. The account is starting to change a little bit now, saying that the security guard might not even seen that it was Britney, and he kind of, you know, swatted her hand away, and as doing so, her hand might have hit her face, right? What I'm thinking, before even the shit comes out, I'm kind of just taking it in, like replaying the tape that I don't have in my head. You know what I mean? I'm putting together my own circumstantial evidence. Been watching a lot of Poker Face on Peacock recently. But so I'm trying to think, and I'm like, and I'm also, you know, I'm also kind of lurking in the comments. So you know, the comments are gonna have some of the finest internet detectives,
right?
So everybody's, I'm not alone in my scrutiny. So a lot of people's like, well, first off, how are you tapping this tall motherfucker on his shoulder? You a good 5'2". This motherfucker's 7'4". I don't know about that, right? So that's already a little, right? The other thing that I'm realizing, because they showing a little bit of, I think photos are starting to come out. But the other thing, this is what I felt. It kind of gave me the energy of black man in first class or black person in first class and white person kind of wanting you to, you know, give them the spiel on what you do to deserve being in first class. You know what I'm saying? Who this tall black motherfucker with all of this security that I don't know? Let me see. I'm a celeb, so off rip, we peers. You know what I'm saying? Let me at least welcome said celeb or at least vet their celebrity. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit of that. You know, then the other thing is, like, the player. You keep calling this person a player, so you're not really a fan. You're just more so curious. Understood. Like I said, this motherfucker's an oddity. It's fine. And this motherfucker's got a crowd around it. Everybody's going to feel it. It's just common curiosity. But you see somebody with security around them beelining towards wherever they're going. I understand, you know, your lifestyle is different. But you do work in the realm of being someone in the midst of a security, you know, perimeter. So you may know some of the protocol. She even said, you know, my security would never do anything like that. Also, this is the other thing. Their security, Victor's security, I know I'm unpacking this whole shit. Victor's security, I guess, at one point, you know, they apologized. They even kind of had sat down, would have had a little bit of dinner or something like that. And after the dinner, seemed like everything was good, she went and told the cops. You know what I'm saying? Filed the report. Which is crazy. We done did the whole kumbaya, and it was still like, nah, you about to get this paperwork, man. So, anyway, so my thing is, this is a little, rest my case, and then this is pre-taping or whatever, but I'm like, why would you run up on somebody from behind that you do not know who got security and be surprised when you get swatted away? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand. Look, I understand you're a celeb. You're a super duper star. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, motherfuckers know Britney, and I seen it because, you know, you've been forgetting how big some of these hives are until, you know, said queen is, you know what I mean? Like, some shit happens. Mm-hmm. I seen a black woman on Twitter, like, send that ape back to wherever they from. I'm like, God damn, an ape? You, come on, this your peeps. Anyway, so boom, I see, you know, she run, you running up from behind somebody that can't even see you. And then how you don't, you know, I think what I think is her ego was bruised.
No
you
doubt.
Know what I'm saying? And bruised, and maybe her face too. You know what I'm saying? But her ego was bruised, and I think she hadn't had. And then what was made it so worse was it wasn't a private moment. It's hard to have a private moment in America anyway. But one of the onlookers was like, "Oh no, that's Britney Spears!" So now the people seen it. So now it's like you can't even take the L in private. I mean, you can't even just soak off on the low. Nah, everybody saw that shit in HD. So, long story short, video seems to come out. The closed fist backhand has been refuted. You see her kind of like grabbing at him almost like twice. Definitely wasn't tapping the shoulder. And then you see security kind of looks like, from the video I saw, it looks like he just kind of swatted away. Not really like looking, but like just moving, seeing a hand and just smacking a hand away. Mm-hmm. So, but It was a bit of I don't say witch hunt, but it was a bit of a stir for a while. And then what made matters worse, don't help, what made insult to injury, is Victor played like shit on his first, his little initial inaugural game. He stunk it up out there. So then, you know, the memes was like, Britney Spears done put voodoo on him. You know, Britney from Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? The Spears clan, you don't fuck around and fuck up, you know, Blase Skip. There's hell to pay, and look at you. You're a bust. This, that, and the other thing. You should have never smacked her. You fucked up. Your whole career's over for you. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was one of the one of the few enjoyable, excitable stories that I saw on the internet today.
Ooh. Well,
what are your thoughts?
Well, it's like this, man. You know what I'm saying? It's giving, as they would say. It's right. Giving Karenism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's giving. I'm entitled to do whatever the fuck with no recourse. You know what I'm saying? Right. Even though I see the triangle security movement,
right.
I'm going to run up through them and tap this man on the back. Nobody knows what you intend to do as you, because she didn't walk. It wasn't like she made a beeline from the front or the side. She's running up directly behind this guy in his blind spot, not walking. She's trotting. She's like, let me.
Right.
It's a very like fan moment. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where this is why the nigga got security in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So not only do you run up, when you see the security environment, the first thing a normal motherfucker would do was, you know what I'm saying, hey, I'm Brittany, I want to meet him. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Or something of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Would have probably went off a whole lot smoother. Oh, shit, Britney Spears. You know what I'm saying? But no, you run, you break the perimeter with outstretched arms. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Targeting my man back. Now, they don't know what you got in your hand or not. My man didn't even look back. He saw the motherfucking hand in his peripheral. Shusha! You know what I'm saying?
Hit that again. Let me hear that again.
You know what I'm saying? She ran up. He seen that motherfucking white shadow in his peripheral. Shusha! You know what I'm saying? Now, as the video came out, and then she went in the Karen. I'm going to pause the story right there.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Flash frame to her response. Very Karenism. Oh, he backhanded me with a closed fist when he didn't even look, hit me in the face, knocked my glasses off.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to report this to the officers of the law. You're going to pay for this. You're going to pay. You know what I'm saying? Probably, you know what I'm saying? As I imagine it, it gets riled up over time. You know what I'm saying? They go from the kumbaya to the walk back to the room to the check the Twitter and see all what's going on. now you trending. You know what I'm saying? Britney Spears smacked. She's like,
backhanded.
Oh. Right.
Backhanded sounds so flagrant to her. Backhand is no regard.
Now she's working it up. Now she's about to Emmett Till this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I didn't want to say it, but that's what I was thinking.
Okay,
okay.
I can't punch him in the face because he's 7'10", but I can call the officer of the law. You're going to jail tonight. Uh-huh. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? She done worked herself up. She in the suite. She feeling entitled. She, you know what I'm saying? She looking all around at her luxuries, and I'm Britney fucking Spears. You know what I'm saying? she reading her motherfucking tweets, and you know her fans. What's her fans called? She got a fan name.
Spearheads.
The spear chuckers.
Conspiracies. Yeah, go ahead.
The motherfuckers got it riled up. Oh, no, he did not smack the Britney Spears. Oh, hell nah. Now she worked up. You know what I'm saying? She got on her fuzzy slippers. Let me call. Fuck this. 911. Excuse me, this is Britney. This is the Britney Spears. And I have been assaulted by a group of thugs in the Aria Hotel lobby. You can rewind the tape. It's all there. He smacked me in the face. I need you to go over there and arrest them all. You know what I'm saying? That's how niggas get killed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is just like that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So now the video comes out. Yeah, and I'm back to the moment. So let's go back there. Now, after the sound effect, the backhand hits her arm away from the primary subject, you know what I'm saying, who he's protecting, hits it off, but you know what I'm saying, it was so concise, you know what I'm saying, with such little movement but yet so much force, it takes the arm back in a reverse motion, and smacks herself. Ba-da!
Right.
across the face, knocks her glasses off and all that. You know what I'm saying? He didn't touch her face. He touched the arm because the arm wasn't supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, projecting towards the subject. No way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So it's close to the target.
Right. So when I looked it up, I see all of the original stories. Britney Spears backhanded by NBA star security. Britney Spears smacked. Britney Spears slapped. And then the later ones, CBS. Britney Spears slaps herself.
Oh, that's the worst.
USA Today. Britney. Hold on, man. This shit crazy. So you know what I'm saying? So it's obviously that, you know, now that the video out, it changes the story. It gives the story more context, you know? And that's how, and this man is an international star right now. NBA, first pick from France. He's all of the rage right now. And he could have just, if that was a regular motherfucker, he was been shot down in the Aria lobby. For you know what I'm saying? And now that's a bit extreme, but that's how that shit work.
Mm-hmm. Cause yeah, fast. Because
when the law get there, they don't give a fuck about all that shit, man. They can get down on the motherfucking floor right now! Don't move!
Stop resisting.
Don't move! Show me your hands! Don't move! Like, goddamn, do I don't move or do I show you my hands? Shit.
Right, what do I do? What do I do? Nigga, this is the most chaotic game of Simon Says of all time, nigga.
Oh,
shit.
So that's what I feel about it. If you're Britney, you know, I know you're a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? Celebrities do how celebrities do. You know what I'm saying? You know how to get a motherfucker attention. You know what I'm saying? You go, you headed to the restaurant too. Send a nigga a bottle or something, nigga.
Right.
You know what
I'm saying? Smooth.
Just send your security over there. You know what I'm talking about? To talk to the security niggas. You know?
Right. Let them speak their language. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You out here wilding.
Yeah, you bugging out. You was out of character. He was acting out of character. Maybe, I mean,
Hey, we ain't going to go speak to the character.
Yeah, right. I ain't going to say all of that. But look, yeah, anyway. So it's interesting. I'm happy it seems to have been sorted out. Victor had a better game afterward. Britney's dancing on the internet again. You know what I'm saying? So it seems as though we have reached a resolution. But it was a fever pitch for about 48 hours. Speaking of that, would you like to get into the case of the people of the United States of Black Twitter versus Kiki Palmer's baby father? Would you like to talk about that?
I mean, yeah, but that case is shut, signed, and delivered. A nigga has been sentenced to forever in Twitter purgatory. Hopefully he could go to Threads and make a new life for himself.
Right. It's a plain insanity. Hopefully. I was tripping. I had Ambien. I was bugging out. Right. I don't know what.
And they dogged him.
Hey, man.
They dogged him.
It's terrible. That shit was terrible, man. Yeah, you go ahead. You talk about that.
There's a lot to unpack with that scenario. Please. You know what I'm saying?
So you're a married man, too.
Yeah, I'm married. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't. That's the whole thing, to a mother. But okay. You know what I'm saying? My wife ain't never dressed like that. But, you know, I'm not speaking on that because, you know, everybody got a right to do what they do.
Right.
But any old way, Usher, he's Mr. Steal Your Girl. We know that since, you know what I'm saying? Don't leave your girl around me. True prayer for real. Ask my nigga for real. Like he told y'all.
Let me say something. Maybe I'm bugging. You know, and I thought about this.
Uh-huh.
The shit blew my mind. I'm really just discovering that just recently. Like, I'm old enough to remember Lil Usher Raymond when he was a young kid.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And he was always a ham. They used to say, like, when he first got signed, shout out to Candy Tukes. They used to say that, like, they put him in a conference room and he find, like, the baddest woman in the room and like sing dead in her eyes, like laughing. You know what I'm saying? Like just hit her with the, you know what I mean? The intensity. But I never seen all that. I just seen Young Usher, you know, right. The record with the Biz sample and all of that. And, you know, I think when somebody is somewhat in your peer set, but a little younger, I know back in the days, it's very easy to kind of play them to the left, diminish them, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a Usher, whether it's a Brandy, a Criss Cross, ABC, any of them little Bow Wow, I'm older than that, but you know, like, it's very easy to be like, you know, that's the young shit. Even like you ain't young, but that's the young shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's been generations since. There's a generation that grew up on Usher, like grew up looking up to him. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? And very much enamored by him. So I ain't realized, like, I definitely realized that the cat has evolved into an OG, a legacy act with a, you know, with a hell of a catalog. Obviously, I just finally, for the first time, watched the Tiny Desk. I've always kind of avoided Tiny Desks in general. That's a whole nother conversation. But I started. Yeah, well, that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah, talk about ahead, that. But that's a whole nother situation. But I realized the power of Usher, right? And then I was actually blown away by, like, you know, it's interesting because I just seen this thing on Twitter. We're going to go right back. But see this thing on Twitter where, like, you know, everybody talking about how shit is in this day or whatever, Usher doing all this shit. And then they showed a clip of Teddy P. Mm-hmm. You know, Teddy P used to have the ladies only concerts. You couldn't even come through with your lady. It was, you could wait outside type shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Teddy P was full on giving women the mic, sing a little something. Then he was kissing them. Mm-hmm. And he was just kissing a bunch of them. And this is pre-COVID, shit. It was a lot of communal kissing in there. You know what I'm saying? But he was on his Richard Dawson, like straight putting lips to lips.
Mm-hmm.
Usher is smooth as fuck in his way of seduction. Like, he gonna get that little moment, but he's mastered. This is what I thought was cool, because I watched a lot of the little interactions with various men's women, like various couples. Split the couple. Ho, let me talk to her for a second. Stay cool. You know, a lot of that. But he is smooth in the way that nigga know how to balance the line between touchy and feely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that nigga know how to make it look intense and intimate and romantic, but he know how to keep his hands kind of to himself. He know how to spin you off a little bit and know when to turn away and, you know what I mean, get you back to your seat and all of that kind of shit. And that, in its own realm, is fire.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just wanted to say that because I literally just kind of just peeped all of that recently. But go ahead, keep going, Mr. Steal Your Girl. As you
so said. He's been Mr. Steal Your Girl, basically his whole grown up ride, right? I mean, Dallas Austin recounts when he stole chili from him. You know what I'm saying? And he quote unquote wanted to kill everybody. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say it. That's what's been reported. Quote, unquote, from Dallas Austin. You know what I'm saying? Dallas Austin. You know what I'm saying? Dallas Austin reveals the chili of TLC left him for Usher. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I forgot that was.
Yeah.
It was together. That's how convincing the steal was.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I mean, so. So that's one. That's one. Usher's always been. You know what I mean?
Erasure Raymond.
Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Pull up on you. You know what I'm saying? That's one. Two, you know, I see a lot of people be like, you know what I'm saying? You know, why would you send your woman to an Usher Raymond concert by herself? Anyway, I seen a whole lot of, you know, he saw the outfit before she left the house, but he probably wasn't in Vegas, which was the big mistake. It ain't even Usher. You know what I'm saying? You don't send no your woman nowhere to the goddamn Vegas by herself. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be worried the whole time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So either you're going to come up with a counter trip, or you're going to go, or you're going to sit home and worry. That what happens
on a trip is funny as shit. You know what I'm
saying? Right. Vegas, baby, what you think about Cabo?
Right. What about the Maldives? You know what I'm saying?
South of France, so you know.
Yeah, right. She got to be super sexy.
I mean, yeah. Vegas is branded. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. I mean, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shit. So that's your first. You should have been ready before she got to the concert. You know what I'm saying? Right. And I'm just being facetious there, but you know what I'm saying? That's one thing I did think about. Now, she did go. She went to Vegas. You know what I'm saying? She went to the Usher concert. You know what I'm saying? She did wear her booty cheek dress, which I don't think many people were mad at. You know what I mean? The booty cheek dress by itself, you know what I'm saying, ain't cause for alarm. You know what I'm saying?
The booty cheek dresses. You gotta call it the booty cheek dress, though.
I mean,
that's what it is. It's what it is. Like
the way that the story is reported. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's the shot. It's always the shot. You know what I'm saying? Of the booty cheeks and Usher right there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she feeling good. She just had a baby still. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Got a bounce back shape together. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Buns of steel. You know what I'm saying? Looking like a couple of crunches been involved. I mean, shit. She feeling good and out in Vegas. You know?
Thank the baby for the booty. She been doing that publicly. She's like, yo, post baby, this body is something I ain't never had nothing like this. I'm very excited about this.
Right.
Put it just on the record, and I understand.
Right.
You know
so
what I mean?
She
shit.
Out. Like, let me get a feel for how, you know what I'm saying? I've seen others feel out in public with the, you know what I'm saying, with booty cheek dresses.
Yeah.
She's feeling good. She's having fun. It's summer. You know what I'm saying? Something in the air. It's hot. You know, Vegas. Again, should I say we in Vegas? We in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Context matters.
Yeah, yeah. Location, you know what I mean? All that. So
at a residency.
And Usher, the shit is already famous. The nigga is singing everybody on this show since
hot
he
ticket.
Started. Yeah, hot ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, he's singing to her, which, you know, nothing to be alarmed about at that point. You know what I'm saying? Two celebrities, you know what I'm saying? One getting serenaded. It's all good. It's all fun and games. This is the only problem I had with the shit. This is where, you know what I'm saying? I know you say he know how to touch and not be feely and all that shit.
Okay, go ahead. You talking about Usher. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
Usher. You know, I'm talking about the serenade. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife talked about this. So this is, you know what I'm saying?
Because
your wife got to get a temperature check on where you at with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh, nigga, now what?
How did you vote?
Is your misogynistic or patriarchal, nigga?
Right, nigga, you're an oppressor. You oppressive ass nigga.
What side of history are you on, nigga?
Right. You one of these niggas throwing rocks at Ruby Davis?
You know what I'm saying? So, hold on right here. So...
I'm looking up, make sure Ruby's last name is Davis. So we
talk about the shit, and I was like, listen, I ain't got no problem with none of that. Everybody know Usher singing. It's a show, blah, blah, blah. Janet Jackson do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce has done it, you know what I mean? And with Terrence Howard and a couple other motherfuckers. So my thing was, you know, it's like the nigga think he's slick, man. You know what I'm saying? With the little touchy feely shit. You know, he'll touch it. A little graze, a little glance. Well, goddamn it. When y'all motherfucking pelvic start touching, nigga. You know what I'm saying? The little pelvis graze. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, nah, nigga, you're going too far, nigga. Keep your pelvis to yourself, man. Keep your pelvis to your motherfucking self, nigga, because I see you inching up on it, you know what I'm saying, and backing up off it. God damn, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Testing the waters.
Testing the waters, trying to see if your heat could bring a little heat to the scenario. You know what
trying
I'm saying?
To sync like a Bluetooth.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Ruby Bridges. My bad. Keep going. Ruby Bridges. My bad. Keep going.
So that's where I drew the line, okay? You know what I'm saying? Usher, keep your little pelvis to yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, the shit Elvis went on.
Presley.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, shit. And then, so, you know, next day's come. Now, this is big international affair. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, he got Saweetie. Saweetie kind of played it to, you know, man, like, nigga, go on. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, go on now. I'm going to sit here and listen, but hey, keep your pelvis to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think of them all, Winnie Harlow had the most appropriate response for niggas.
What she said?
You ain't see hers? It was a couple. Yesterday.
Usher brought her up.
She was up there, and Usher went to sing to her. And when she saw him coming, she went and sat in Kuzma's lap. She like, I'm going to sit in my own nigga lap. Funny. You can sing, but you can sing from over there, my nigga.
That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She like, I ain't trying to blow my situation up for no goddamn serenade, my nigga.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
Shit. You 5'8".
Oh. Funny as shit. Oh, damn. Oh, man. That's funny as shit. I just think, Usher was wilding. I mean, he was, you know, Usher's doing Usher. I think what killed the whole shit. Oh, you still going? You still taking
it? No, I'm good.
My only thing was where the baby father played himself was he put that shit on the Twitters or on the Instagram. Like, he put it on the social media before. Now, see, this is the thing. Because immediately when I first saw it, I was like, oh, he fucked up. Like, I wanted to condemn him because he fucked up. You don't go public with the, you don't publicly scrutinize your wife. You know what I mean? Don't do that. Even your lady, your girlfriend, you don't do that shit. That's for that. That's in-house talk. You know what I mean? That's a conversation. But then I thought, you know, like you said, nigga at home, I don't know where his home is at. You know what I mean? Because they make the nigga sound homeless. Like, he's in an encampment somewhere on Skid Row. Right? He just should be lucky. He ain't getting married. He got adopted, the way they talk about this motherfucker. But the thing was, you know, like you said, he in Vegas, so he might have that Vegas worry, you know? And maybe before he went to the social media, maybe it was a few missed calls and a few mixed texts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe he's blowing her up. Yeah, what's going on? How's shit going? Hey, I just seen your outfit. How you been? What's going with that? My homie just sent me a clip. What the fuck? Hey, why don't you hit me back? And then maybe he felt he had no more recourse.
It was all that. It was all that.
Yeah.
The nigga was generally having what they call a suck attack. You know what I'm saying?
You called it a suck attack?
Yeah, a sucker having a heart attack. He having a suck attack,
that's
man.
That's funny as shit. Because
he couldn't take it. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't. It couldn't wait. You know what I'm saying? The calls was going straight to the voicemail. You know what I'm saying? He imagining the backstage scenario. He imagining. Yep. You know what I'm saying? The double back. What is happening right now at this moment? Mm-hmm. He got the baby. The baby crying. The nigga man can't function right. You know what I'm saying? All of the blood is leaving his brain and just going to his heart. Man. He fell apart, man, and he went public before he knew it. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't take it back because he might. I would say this, man. I don't know nothing about the nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't know nothing about day life. But you know what I'm saying? I imagine in that moment he felt like you said, it was his only recourse. He was powerless in the moment because he wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? It was out of his control. At the end of the day, Usher got security. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't, even if he was in Vegas, he couldn't get in there. You know what I mean?
The front slapped.
So, right across his face for real.
right in front of everybody.
Officer of the law wouldn't even came. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just think the man had a suck attack and he couldn't help himself in the moment. He let that shit fly. He thought it was a great idea, and I'm sure he's not feeling real good about that decision at this moment. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna pay for it forever. You know what I'm saying? Not just in the personal sphere of you know, his Twitter and social media, just his name. Mm. I mean, even as far as they go along in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they ain't gonna let him, she ain't gonna let him forget it, and he ain't gonna let her forget it. It's a core memory at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be thinking. You can before you react, my nigga, in your situations, man. You had to understand where you at,
man.
And if you really want, is this what you really want to be? What you standing on tonight? And if it mean that much to you, by all means, go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you think about that shit and think about, okay, in the grand scheme of things, this is what I'm going to stand on and go all out, jump all the way out on the window one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, you shit, my nigga. I know it's been, I ain't never had that situation, knock on wood, but you know what I'm saying? I've been in situations where, you know, do I really want this to be the core memory of it all? You know what I'm saying? Is this what it is, or should I let me think about this shit, how I'm gonna respond on this shit, and then I'm gonna come back with some Jedi shit, you know what I'm saying? Masterful communication shit. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm just gonna have a suck attack and just let it fall out my mouth. Blah! What? Blah! Now you gotta argue about this shit for the next 3 months.
Yeah, it's definitely on your record.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why niggas need journals or the notes app.
Man, I don't think the journal ain't gonna help them, man. Niggas need Twitter drafts, nigga.
Yeah, leave that shit in the drafts for real. Or a fake app to make it look like it got published.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man.
Nigga need an AI motherfucking fact checker.
Or just a homie. It's the homie to be like, talk you off the ledge.
Man, he might not have them kind of homies. He might been sitting with the homie. Nigga, what? She ain't answering?
Yeah.
Oh, hell nah. Nigga got you here with the baby, nigga. You like, what, nigga? Nigga, you just cooked dinner, nigga. You done changed Pampers, nigga.
Oh, man, this made this nigga.
And she out
crazy.
There, you know what I'm saying, with the motherfucking booty cheek dress on, nigga, grinding pelvises with Usher? My nigga, fuck out of here, man. Man, you can have any bitch in the world, nigga. This ass nigga, man, fuck this shit.
That's the type of friends you got, man. You gotta rethink your circle when that shit consigliary.
Yeah.
Hot head ass consigliary.
Yeah, nigga.
Fuck that shit, my nigga. What, you a single husband?
Nigga, he gonna rethink that shit when he gotta call that nigga to sleep on his couch.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he find out that they live on an air mattress.
He be like, nah, man. I was just talking, dog. I ain't tell you to put that shit on Twitter,
come
nigga.
On,
that was between bros.
Yeah, nigga, come on, dad. Stop playing, nigga. Your wife, that's Kiki Palmer, nigga. What's wrong with you? Fucked up, nigga.
Kiki Palmer.
Yeah, right, nigga. What's wrong with you? That nigga said, I can't believe you, nigga. Oh, wow. I was talking shit, nigga. We was high. Yeah, man, that's a tough one. It's, you know, they tore his ass up though. They tore his ass up. That shit was, oh man, everybody was getting the kick in.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's wild. Yeah, man. So shit. Yeah, that was a tough way. To go out.
Think before you tweet.
Please do it. Please, man. Just be smarter, man. And I feel like, you know what? I feel like we should do what he should have done and just go silent. I think we good. I think we could transform and roll out. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I think it's enough. Shit. How about this? Next week, y'all, till next week, you tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.